Some churches don't believe in this, and they call themselves Christ people. They call themselves the body of Christ, but they call speaking in tongues, being filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, they said that's of the devil. How can you be so unlearned? And this is what Satan wants to put out in air and for people to suck in. And when you mention tongue, you get offended. Because this is the very doorway into these things. Is being filled with the Spirit. It's the very doorway. Anybody, I don't care. We see sports. Pee-wee. T-ball. Move up to third grader, fourth grader, fifth graders. Then up to sixth grade, then you go junior high school ball. Then you go high school. Am I right? Then you go college. Then you go pro. What happened to those kids started with T-ball? They had to practice. And some of them came and catch the ball. I've seen them hit the ball and the ball just keep, they had a glove and the ball just keep going. I see them trying to throw the ball this way and it go that way. And I've seen them try to way out in the outfield, trying to beat the guy that catch the ball and trying to beat the guy to the second base and don't know he can throw it and get it there quick and he can run to it. My point is, how did they get to pro ball? They did some practice and some training. The saints want to sit at home on Sunday morning. They want to do TV and other things all through the week with no time with Jesus. Your spirit has to be trained. Your spirit has to be educated. Your spirit has to be taught the things of God in order to function like a spirit man. Am I talking to anybody? And what God wants to understand, the things of the spirit much deeper, much more powerful than natural. Natural has its play, but it should be under the control of spiritual. And he can take, that's why it's called supernatural. It takes the natural, the limit off the natural, and let the natural become super with the super. Did you understand what I said? And when you put super on your natural, it takes the limit off what you can do, and you become like the God you're born of. Created by and become father. He become your father and you become his child. That means you can operate in this earth and not be limited to the natural things around you that try to control you. Right in the middle of it, you can prosper. When they announce something that's going to take you out, it just go around you. Because you're operating with another on another level with another power that the one that's trying to come against you can't match. Not able to match it. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. So when you understand this, you become fearless. You become courageous. Hallelujah. You become a person, I don't care what they say. I don't care what's said. I got the answer here. And anything that talks against this must submit to this. Because it is not Lord. Jesus is Lord. So he says, for one to give him by the Spirit, a word of wisdom, to another, a word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Keep going. I got enough. To another what? Faith. By the same Spirit, to another, gifts of healing. Now, just for your information, I forgot what translation had it. I think it's Amplified. But anyway, just for your information, and see, this is why we study the Scripture, because the Bible is right. It's right. But the translator made some errors. And the Spirit of God know how to correct you. That's why you say with the Scripture and you don't follow somebody's teaching. Now, from the Greek, it says gifts of healing. That means both is plural. Gifts and healings are plural. It's not gifts of healing. See, singing makes it sound like it's just one healing. But it said gifts of healings. More than one. Can you see it? By the same, by who? Notice who it's by. By what? What are we doing? We're learning that all these manifestation that the Holy Ghost has that belongs to him has now come to live inside of us. And these manifestation that the Holy Spirit has belongs to all of the body of Christ. Amen. To profit with us. And that's why he started out saying, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. If you don't know this, you walk around ignorant, you don't know how to yield and let the Holy Ghost operate through vessels that will speak the thing that God has for you. So let me get through this and we'll pick up here next time. He said, and keep going, same Spirit. To another, what else? Working of miracles. And that's plural. Workings of miracles. To another, what else? Prophecy. To another, to discerning of spirits. To another, what? Diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Let me read you this little excerpt here I have. Let me make sure. Yeah, I'll come back to it. This is the door. This is the door into spiritual gifts. Speaking in tongues is the initial supernatural sign or evidence of the Holy Ghost indwelling. So when you speak in tongues, it is a supernatural, it's the initiate and the supernatural sign of the Holy Spirit indwelling you. Now you can get born again and have the life of God in you, but you don't have the supernatural power to work through you. What did Jesus say? What did he say? But, this is Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive what? Power. What? Power. Power when? After the Holy Spirit. Not before he comes, but after he comes upon you, and then you'll be what? Witnesses unto me, both where? Starting at home, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the what? Utmost part of the earth. So, we can see evidence of this when the day of Pentecost will fully come. So, it is the initial sign that once you're filled with the Holy Ghost, once you get full of the Holy Ghost, you will speak with tongues.